was just saying yesterday, no matter what mood I'm in, when I get on this radio, once I hear that startup music, I'm raring to go. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download from your Play Store an app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Okay, now all apps are free, no matter what you're downloading them on. Sometimes you may have to pay for what they have to offer you, but this app is free. It is called TuneIn. Download it, and once you do, search WWGH. And it will remain on your phone, and you will have access to the radio station at any time. You can also call in if you want to be a part of the conversation, if you want to ask any questions or make any comments, by calling 740-383-9944. Today is Tuesday, September the 21st of 2021. Believe it or not, 264 days have passed. The year is spent. There's not much time left for you to do some of those things you have not done and you had purpose to do. There only remains 101 days. And guess what? We're looking at Halloween. So, and get your mums out and get your porches decorated if you have not yet. All right? So, let me turn my attention to my guest today, Elder Steve Phillips. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, doing good.
It's so good to see you. Haven't seen you for a while.
Right.
But it's so good to see you.
Same here, same here, same here. No, we're still in the land of the living. That's
yes,
a good
we
thing,
are.
Right?
This side of the grass, all good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, how you been and what you been doing?
Well, been doing ministry, calling on people, you know, calling on the sick and doing those type of things, which is what I do. I love. I'm glad in my older age mm-hmm. that I've found what God has called me to, that I think God has gifted me for, and I love it. I just love people, and so that's what I do a lot of. But recently, I've been preparing for my tent revival that's coming up in this next weekend.
Right.
So that's what I've been doing, a lot of that. There's a lot of preparation. I usually start, oh, my goodness, at least 4 months ahead of time, trying to get things in order, reserving the tent, reserving the porta-potties, all the necessities, you know, those type of things,
right.
The chairs and all that. So that's what I've been doing a lot of, and it's a labor of love. It's something that I believe God has told me to do,
mm-hmm.
prayed a lot about it. You know, you can, Linda, sometimes you can do a good thing and it's not a God thing.
That's true.
And sometimes the timing is not there.
Right.
And so, you know, I've done this before. I've done one of these revivals before, at least one, just one, I think, that everybody was wanting me to do one. And so I kind of succumbed to the pressure, if you want to say, and did it. And it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It was great,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't, you could just tell that it just wasn't God saying, hey, Kay, he was just saying, you're on your own, Steve.
Oh.
And we don't want to be in that position, Linda.
No, that's not a good place to be, is
it? Yeah, amen. It's not. So, but I think, I believe this year I prayed a lot about it. I prayed a lot about this tent revival. And God showed me, it was probably in May that mm-hmm. God gave me the go-ahead and said yes, but he told me this, there's going to be a battle. And so I knew that going in, and there
right.
have been some battles, but that's what it's all about, isn't it? When
yes.
when we're in the kingdom and we're fighting, God has already won our battles, but there's some little skirmishes that we got to do too.
Yes,
so
it is.
He told me that, but so I'm just looking forward to it. This weekend's when it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
September 24th, 25th, and 26th, 6 p.m. nightly. Lots of singing, lots of worship music, great
mm-hmm.
preaching. It's going to be a great, great time. I'm asking people, invite your friends, your neighbors, your relatives. Invite them all. Come every night.
Right.
In past years, what I've said was, you know what? Come when you can. Hey, come on. Yeah, come if you can. Come
mm-hmm.
if you can.
Right.
You know,
right.
if it's convenient, come. I'm not doing that. I'm saying I need you there. God wants you there, and bring friends with you.
Right.
Be there every night. there's going to be a strong anointing for deliverance on these meetings. God has told me that. So deliverance is something that people don't even know they need a lot of times.
True.
We're setting in churches, and we need the anointing to break that thing that's in our life. That, why does this keep happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Well, God says you need to be delivered from that, Steve. I've been there, done there,
yes.
I've done it. So,
yeah. That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
So that's what's happening. But I'm just glad that you gave me the opportunity to come on here and promote it. And it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. We have people parking cars. We have people taking people back to the cars because it's dark when we're finished.
Right.
We don't carry on all night unless God tells us to carry on all night. But we're respectful of our neighborhood. I do this right in my side yard.
Right.
Got a very large yard there, right there on 468 Polk Street, where it's going to be. And I'm looking forward to great, great things because God is not a man that he should lie. Amen?
No, he's not.
He will not lie to us. And he's told me that there's going to be a strong, strong deliverance anointing. People are going to be saved.
Amen.
People are going to be saved from their sins.
Amen.
You know what, Linda? I believe this is what I believe. I think a lot of people have forgotten that excitement about having your sins forgiven.
Yes.
I remember when I first got saved, and the sins that came off of me. This is part of my testimony.
Right.
I got saved when I was 12 years old, and I was doing every sin that I knew how to do.
Right.
Some of them I didn't know how to do yet, so didn't do those.
Right.
But you know what? I did, and God saved me gloriously, and I'm so thankful for that. So thankful. Never going to get over it. I tell people say, well, you're so excited about... I said, I am.
Yes.
He saved me.
Yes.
He turned my path around.
Right.
He put me on the path to heaven instead of where I was going. So
right.
I'm just excited about
something
it.
Something to be excited about.
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, people can get into that law. Well, you know, we're living in the Laodicean age.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, a brilliant time, a blind time, a busy time. And does that not tell you? Everybody thinks they're smarter than the next guy. We're all brilliant. Oh, I know. You may think you know something, but I know more than you do.
Right.
So, you know, we're living in that time right now. But you know what? We don't have to participate in it.
No.
We don't.
No.
We do not have to. We don't have to participate in that. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, this weekend, the tent is already up. If people are over in that area, they can see. And it's up, and it's a big one. So I got a bigger tent so we can separate a little bit.
Okay.
So people can separate, keep separating.
Yeah, because of the COVID and all that.
Yeah, because of all that stuff. People that come there, they're welcome to wear a mask, not wear a mask, whatever they want to do. It's a freedom zone. Nobody's going to tell you what to do.
Right.
You do what you feel is right for you. So
that's true.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do.
That's true.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, you know,
yeah.
Because there are attacks whether you wear a mask or don't wear a mask.
I did a Facebook post probably about a month ago now where I talked about how it's dividing us.
Yes.
And I said, listen, it's your business if you do, if you don't, if you get a vaccinated, if you don't get a vaccination. I said, that's your business.
True.
And I don't tell anybody what I do or don't do with my body. I just don't tell them. It's not. I just say, not going to talk about that today. So I'm just not going to tell them.
So it's my business,
it's
right?
It's my business, my business, my business. So, at least for now it is.
Right,
But yeah, I just feel that God is going to do great, great things this year. That's his will to do that.
Yes, it is.
It's not. This is not about Steve Phillips. This is not about Steve Phillips. I don't want it to be about me.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have done this, and with anonymity, if I could, I would have done that because I don't want it to be about me. I want this to be about what God can do in the lives of people. And you know, Linda, there will be people coming to that tent that won't go to a church.
Yes.
They just won't step inside a church. Maybe they've been hurt.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's a lot of them like that. They've been hurt, and so they're just not going to, they won't do that.
Right.
So they're going to come in here, and we want them to feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's why I call it the Holy Ghost Tent Revival.
All right.
And so we're looking for great, great things. That's this weekend, so all weekend long, 6 p.m. nightly.
Right, and I know we were talking, you know, when you first came in about the confusion that's everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and these are strongholds from the enemy,
yeah.
you know, and when you talk about people being delivered,
mm-hmm.
and I say, yes, we all need to be delivered of something, especially the flesh,
yep.
and confusion and uncertainty and not be led by our flesh.
Right. Right. And that's easy to do,
yes.
because we get into that rut of being led by our flesh. And there is such a spirit of fear that has been unleashed on people.
That too. Absolutely.
And so we want to overcome that. We
yes.
want to say we're not like this, the Laodicean age. We're not going to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to participate in that spirit of fear.
Oh, no.
Because God has victory for us, Linda.
Yes,
he has victory for us. So that's what this weekend is going to be all about. It's going to be people. This is what I picture. This is what I envision. Mm-hmm. I see people coming in there. I see people coming in so burdened down with their sins. Maybe they're not a Christian. They come in there and they're burdened down with their sins. And they come in there and they get under the anointing, under the power of the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden they felt drawn to the altar,
mm-hmm.
and they lay those sins down, and Jesus takes them up. Hallelujah. I'm just
Amen.
So excited
Amen.
About that.
Amen. I'm excited, too.
Yeah.
Because the biggest demon out there is fear.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Fear-based.
Yeah. He can get us if he can get you in that mode, are you a basketball fan at all?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, do you know what a full court press is?
No.
Okay, a full court press is this. This is when, okay, say Ohio State's playing Illinois,
mm-hmm.
okay, and Ohio State, they're coming down, and Illinois, they're going to take the ball out. Well, what the Ohio State players do, they would get right up in their face. They get right up in their face. It's called full court pressure. They won't let them pass the ball in. They won't do anything. They can't do it. And so what happens most of the times, a lot of the times, is a team that's trying to throw the ball in, they end up throwing it out of bounds.
Oh, okay.
Because of the pressure.
Right.
And that's what we're under. The enemy knows his time is little.
Yes,
it's short.
Yes.
And so he's doing that full court pressure. And he's trying to get people fearful. And it's working. And the sad thing is it's working in a lot of Christians' lives.
Yes, absolutely.
And, oh, my goodness, we need to show the world. We need to be salt and light to
mm-hmm.
the world. We
mm-hmm.
need to. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's what I envision this weekend. I envision that there's going to be some people saved, healed, delivered. Every year we've had people healed. We've had people their marriages healed.
Right.
So people saved every year. We're going to be doing something that a lot of people don't know is biblical, and that is we're going to be doing prayer cloths.
Yeah.
And we're going to be anointing them. And say, for instance, if somebody has somebody that they know in California that needs a healing, and this is biblical, so this is not some, you know, fly-by-night something or gimmick. This is biblical. We're going to anoint those prayer cloths. We're going to pray over them. We're going to actually be praying over some of those tonight.
Okay.
We're going to have a prayer meeting at 7:30 under the tent, and we are going to be anointing some of those prayer cloths and praying over them so that people can send them. I'm going to send one to my former pastor in North Carolina. Getting up there, he's getting in his 80s, he's fell a couple times, and I told his daughter, I said, I'm going to send him a prayer cloth. And she was very happy about that.
Absolutely.
So, it's the faith that we tie to it. So.
You don't even hear much about that anymore,
nope.
you know.
Nope.
That's from the saints of old, you
yeah.
know, down even from Paul's time.
Yeah.
They did the prayer cloths, you know.
Right, they did?
Yeah, they did.
And well, this is what I say, Linda. God hasn't changed.
No, he has not.
He
changed.
Has not changed. He's not a man that he should lie.
No.
He's not going to start something and not finish it.
That's right.
And so it's just good. I want to be receptive to him
mm-hmm.
and what he has for us.
Right.
At the tent revival.
So. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, it's going to be great. We got a great, great worship team. We've got the James family from Mount Gilead.
Okay.
And they're going to be coming up and doing the praise and worship. Very, very anointed. Very anointed praise and worship team. I got several people singing specials. So it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. And we're going to pray. See, we can make all the preparations.
Right.
But unless we pray, and cover it in prayer, you know, it might fall flat.
Well, right, that's and not people show up.
Yeah, people
you
gotta
must come.
Anybody that's out there, you know, if you're listening to this, you need to write this address down, 468 Polk Street.
Yes.
It's in the presidential section over there. Yeah. President, I did that. I called it, coined that when I was a little kid.
Okay.
Because somebody was making fun of me at school.
Right.
Because we didn't have indoor plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
We had an outhouse. In the city, we had an outhouse.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and he made fun of me. And we were going out for recess. Hey, everybody, Steve has an outhouse. And I thought, well, don't you? Doesn't everybody? I didn't know.
Right.
So I was walking home, and I felt so forlorn. I was just like kicking the stones.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, it came to me. I live on President Adams Street, the corner of President Adams and President Polk.
That's true.
President Jefferson is right over there, too.
Right.
So Van Buren, all of them are president.
Tyler,
I said,
yeah.
I live in the presidential section. So that's what I still call it. I live in the presidential section.
Hey,
over
that
there.
Brings pride to the
yes,
neighborhood,
amen,
right?
Yes, amen, amen. God has blessed me with a beautiful home over there, and our neighbors are all good neighbors. Got really, really good neighbors
well, that's
over
great.
There. Yeah, it's awesome, so. God is good, and it's going to be, he's going to fulfill his word.
Okay.
We never have to worry about that.
No.
We do not
no,
have
we
to
don't.
Worry about
no.
it. So, yeah, so. But anyway, that's what's happening this weekend, September 24th, 25th, 26th, 6 p.m. nightly, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be there early. Get a seat. We're going to have people parking cars.
Okay.
We're going to make sure you're safe going back out. Saturday, we're supposed to get a little bit of rain, but you won't melt.
No.
Nope, you won't melt.
True.
And
that's
we've
true.
Got people that will come and get you with an umbrella. So we try to get it all covered, Linda. But it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
That tent is, I've been under that tent, and there's just the Spirit of God is there. So it's going to be awesome.
So this is your third tent revival or fourth?
This is a sixth.
The sixth?
Yeah. This is
Are you kidding me?
This
doesn't seem
one.
Like it.
I was thinking it was the fifth one.
Uh-huh.
But then... one of the guy that I'm renting the staging from and all that, he said, how many, he said, because we're pretty good friends, he said, how many of these have you done? I said, well, I said, this is my fifth. And mm-hmm. I got to counting up the years, this is the sixth one I've done. So God is good. That's the first one was in 2012 was the first one, so. And
that's been a while ago.
Yeah, and so I didn't do them every year. The last one I actually did was 2018.
Okay.
So it's been 3 years since I did one. So
okay.
I think people are ready. I know God is ready.
Oh yeah.
So we're going to prepare ourselves. We're going to do things with excellence, and that's what I want. So I'm telling people, come on out.
Yes.
If you're hearing me, come out to 468 Polk Street in Marion this weekend, 6 p.m. every night. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
After all we've been through.
Oh, yeah.
Especially 2020, 2019,
yep.
2020.
Yep.
And here we are, 2021, still struggling mm-hmm. along with this COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And people want to know and feel like they're coming out of it some
yep.
type of
right.
a way, you
right.
know, or need God to help enlighten mm-hmm. them and, mm-hmm. and to help, you know, lead them and guide them.
Yeah.
Because we are just in that day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't believe it, but we're in that day, Elder Steve.
Linda, when I was first saved, I got saved when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And they would talk about, and they would preach, I'd hear messages about the end times and all that stuff.
Right.
And I would hear those messages, and it seemed to me like a distant, distant thunder.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's here.
Yeah.
It's here.
It's louder now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's louder. You can hear the hoofbeats. You can hear the hoofbeats. And it's just, we got to be prepared. We got to
yes.
get people, we got to do, you know, Jesus said the fields are white unto harvest. There's lots out there, but my workers, we need workers.
Yes, we do.
We need people to say, hop in the car and go with me to the tent revival.
That's right.
Because it's, you know, I've had people say, you know, because I call it the Holy Ghost Tent Revival.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I said, well, maybe you should just call it the Tent Revival. I said, no, this is going to be about the Holy Spirit. This is going to be about the Holy Ghost. I want him to have freedom to do what he wants to do.
Amen.
I need that, Linda.
I know, that's right.
I need him to do what he needs to do. He, if God needs to, you know, to take this out of my life or
take it out.
Take it out. That's the way I look
I'm
at it.
I'm giving it to you,
yeah,
right?
I'm giving it to you, Father. So, yeah, absolutely.
Restore unto us the joy of your salvation.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
joy, that is our inheritance. And like you said, people have lost that feeling. Mm. They've lost that.
They forgot what God did for them.
Yes.
My goodness gracious, he saved me.
Yes.
He forgave me of my sins. I wasn't that bad. Well, guess what? I was.
You're not the only one.
So I'm saying, he might not have saved you from much, but he saved me from a lot. Not only from the things I had done, but things I would have done.
Amen.
I know that. I don't know where I'd be.
No.
This is why, Linda, we can't judge anyone.
That's true.
We should never judge anyone.
That's so true.
I know pastor says a lot of times, you don't know who you're sitting beside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't. We got to give people grace. They may come to church. They may have had a bad day. They may have gotten a bad report. Who knows what's in their life? And so what? They didn't say hi and smile to you.
Right.
You give them grace because we can't judge people.
No, we cannot judge
people. No, absolutely not. Don't want to do that. Everybody's welcome.
Yes.
Everybody's welcome.
Right.
And I mean everybody. So there's nobody going to be turned away.
So your opening night, how are you going to open up? Who's your guest?
Yeah, well, I've got his name is Pastor Brian Hall. We'll be doing the preliminaries and all that stuff and the offering and all that. And then that night, I'll tell you who. See, the first singer is a lady named Nona Mulvane. You know Nona? Nona is married to Davey. Wonderful people.
Okay.
And she's going to be singing the first song. I'm going to be doing the preaching that night.
Okay.
I'm going to preach Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And then pastor is going to be preaching Sunday.
Okay.
So we're going to have good praise and worship. This team is the team that we got, the James family. They are just amazing people.
Okay.
They're just so sweet and just led by the Holy Spirit. And that's what you want, you know? You want somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You want somebody that's going to be led by the Spirit, and they definitely will be. So
okay.
I have no qualms about that. I'm seeing those. I'm going to see those. I'm expanding the prayer area.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at videos from past years, and it gets clogged up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there'll be. That's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing for it to be clogged up. But
I
can alleviate some of that and make a little bit more room, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
So
right.
That's kind of what I'm going to do, but. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to people being saved, healed, and delivered. And that's what God's promise to me is. It's going to happen. So,
well, I believe him, and mm-hmm. I take him at his word.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be good Holy Ghost time. It'll be something for everybody. I believe the word that God has given me both nights are going to be it's going to be a word that people need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was preparing the messages, it's something that I need to hear.
Right.
I need to hear. And that's why I tell people, I'm going to preach to myself. You're welcome to listen in.
Right, right, right. Well, you're good at that,
well,
Elder Steve.
Well,
you really
thank you,
are.
Thank
yes.
you, thank you. But God is good. Isn't God good to us,
yes,
Linda?
He is. He's excellent.
I just can't get over it. I can't get over it.
I know.
And I don't ever want to get over it.
No.
I don't want to get emotional here, but I just, when I think about, when I think back of what God has done for me,
right.
how he's loved me, and he's watched over me. He's protected me. When I was in the military, he protected me. He kept me. I'm just so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much to be thankful for. We have, Linda, we have things in this country that we take so for granted.
Of course.
And I always use this example. I said, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you thought about your refrigerator?
Not much.
You don't.
No.
You don't think about it.
No.
You just go in there and get the milk out.
It's always full, right?
Yeah, it's full and it's cold.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I remember when we were in Florida, Hurricane David hit,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have power for several days. We had no refrigerator. That was then when something is taken from you, you realized how valuable it was.
Yes.
So just
yes.
a refrigerator. The fact that you can get in and take a shower in the morning.
Yes.
And
don't
I'm
even
wishing,
worry about the water coming on, you know, the faucet or.
Right. Yeah, it's just there. And most of the world, a lot of the world, they don't have that. We take it so for granted.
Yes.
And And I always say this: look around the room and tell and look and see what God has done for you, what He's provided, and then you'll have a thankful heart. So we're hoping to when I got saved at 12 years old, it literally was like somebody turned on a light in my life. It was like I said, everything looked different to me.
Yes.
Now, I know not everybody has that experience, but maybe I was like, you remember the Apostle Paul when he was Saul? He was blinded on the road to Damascus and all that stuff. All those things happened to him. He had to have that kind of conversion because of what he was going to go through.
Mm-hmm.
When they were beating his feet with rods, he had to remember that conversion.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe that's why God has, why I had that kind of conversion. It was like night and day.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world, where have I been my whole 12 years of my life?
Right.
And so I'm just thankful. The blood of Jesus still saves, still has power.
Yes.
And the stripes of Jesus still heal people. So.
But, you know, that's how sometimes we get it twisted. The words of our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
When we go back to where we first began with Christ.
Right.
And all the things He's done mm-hmm. for us, it gives us power and strength to mm-hmm. know that what we're going through right now,
Amen.
He's still able to deliver
Amen.
Us, you know, and to set us free and to heal our bodies.
Amen.
And that's what I had to go through when I saw you at Miss Connie's
at the party.
Birthday party. I went all the way back to the first time He healed me.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey, all that stuff just went away, just dissipated because... Mm-hmm. Hey, that's real.
Yeah.
He did that.
Absolutely.
The word of my own testimony
yeah.
delivered me and set me free. So you can imagine what it does for other people. And a lot of times we will look at Moses and look at Joseph, but look at Elder Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God is your witness.
Yeah.
You
Amen.
Know, in the flesh.
Yep.
What God has done for you over the years,
yes.
you know. And not saying that the Bible characters are not real or they didn't go through those things, but people want to know, what about me today?
Well, yes.
Show me an example. You know, who has God saved today? Who has God delivered and set free today? Well, Elder Steve, He set him free way back when he was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He never left his side.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know, there's people, a lot of times they get lost in the sweet by and by.
Mm-hmm.
In it, well, when we get to heaven, in the sweet by, and I'm not making light of that. It's going to be awesome and wonderful, and I'm looking forward to it. Not now.
not
right
ready
now.
To go yet.
Don't bring the bus by now.
right.
not wanting to hop on it now.
Right.
But what I'm saying is we get lost in the sweet by and by. But do we say, well, you know, you'll overcome there. I want to not in the by and by. I want to overcome in the now and now. In the now and now. I want to overcome now. I want to be victorious now.
Right.
I want to be healed now.
Right.
I want to live victoriously for Him. And this tent revival is an opportunity for people to start their journey. You say maybe somebody out there that's listening right now, and maybe you're not a Christian.
Right.
And you say, oh, I don't know. It just seems so hard. Oh, my goodness, preachers complicate this thing, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
That it's nothing more than trusting in what Jesus did for you. That's all it is trusting in what He did for you. I use this example a lot of people who, they want to get to heaven, and they're not a Christian. And I say, you're standing at the Grand Canyon. You're standing on this side of the Grand Canyon. On the other side is heaven. It's where God is. The angels are over there. And that's where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, how can I do it? There's no bridge. There's no road down. There's no way to do it. I can't get over there.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you feel a presence. You feel a presence, and it's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And He takes and He stretches His body across the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
And you walk across. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is beautiful.
And you walk across on Jesus.
Hmm.
Woo! Hallelujah.
The rest of your life.
Oh, yes. So there's people this weekend that they're going to start their journey at this tent revival.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start their real life. Their eyes, you know, people say, well, I'm not blind. Well, can I just tell you, I was.
Amen.
I was blind. I didn't even know it, but I was blind. Every once in a while, I hear people say, well, I found the Lord. You didn't find Him. You weren't even looking for Him.
Amen. He tells us that in His Word.
He was looking for you.
Yes, yes.
I love that song where it says, I'll kick any door down. I'll whatever. Oh, I love it. I get all excited. I want to run. If I didn't, I just want to run. So
that he loved you that much.
He loved me.
Yes.
That he sought after me.
Amen.
Amen. So the tent revival is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 24, 25, 26, 6 p.m. nightly. We'll have people to show you where to park. They will be there in attendance, and they'll be directing you. So come on, come early, get a seat. We're going to try to accommodate. We'll have the seats spread apart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What we try to get people to do is, if you live together, set together.
Right.
Stay together. So, and, you know, I did have, well, I'm not going to use this line because God showed me, gave me a line. When I put an ad, I started up my a Facebook page, Steve Phillips Ministries, and I did a thing. I could buy like $12. They would spread my message out, and it went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had, oh my goodness gracious, I had so many. There were atheists that were just haranguing me and harassing me and telling me all this stuff and making fun and all this stuff. I just clicked them off. I didn't worry about it. But one of them called. One of them says, well, I'll use the line, so I don't know how many people be there, but it's something God showed me. This one guy says, it just looks like a super spreader event to me. And I thought, that man don't even know it, but he just prophesied.
Amen.
Because we're going to spread the good news of Jesus. Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is going to take care of the rest, right?
Hallelujah. Hey, we're having church, Linda.
Yes.
Amen.
All the time.
This is good. This is good.
All the time. I have a thought for today, and it's titled Spiritual Identity. I am pure, peaceful, powerful, loveful, blissful soul. This is the original identity of the soul. Let me sit with this thought for a few moments every day and experience my true spiritual identity. And that is a word for someone who is listening today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Take the time to understand the power of God, because without Him, we are nothing. He is the Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you can sit in your own home and feel peaceful, when you can walk out your door and feel peaceful, no matter what's going on in the world, because we live in a dangerous day. A dangerous time, Elder Steve.
Yeah.
And we all are aware of that.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, like you're talking about the dangerous day that we're in. But, and a lot of times people will try to deny that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the Bible doesn't tell you to deny that a mountain exists.
True.
It tells you to speak to it.
Amen.
And that's what we have to do. We have to speak to that mountain of despair. We have to speak to that mountain of fear.
Mm-hmm.
We have to speak to that mountain of discouragement. We speak to those things. Don't deny that they're there, because that's not going to do anything for it. Speak to it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, amen. Hallelujah.
Words have power.
They do. Good ones or bad ones.
That's right. They have power.
And that's why we need to be careful how we talk to our babies.
Yes, and other people. Mm-hmm. And not sometimes it's even things that you put out in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And I just repented of that this morning. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's judging people. You mm-hmm. know, whether you said it in their face or not.
Right.
Just leave it alone.
Yep.
Pray for people, you know, and I'm learning how to just do that. And it's not that I'm just now learning that. I've been knowing that, but sometimes we get lost in the shuffle.
Absolutely.
You know, we need to be mindful of ourselves.
Yep.
But the Holy Spirit brings all these things back to your remembrance.
Yep.
Well, remember you said this, you did that, you know. And He does that to keep us, like the Word says, pure, peaceful, thoughtful, putting others... needs ahead of our own, you know. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't do that.
You know, Linda, I have a very good friend. I love him. I love him so much. He's an agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
An agnostic is different from an atheist in that an agnostic doesn't say there's no God. They just don't. They just really don't know, you know, who that is. They know there has to be a higher power.
Right.
They don't know if it's Jesus or who it is or whatever. We used to have so many so many good discussions. And he told me, he says, Steve, he said, I live my life by the golden rule. And he did. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice if, now that's not going to get you to heaven, living your life by the golden rule. And I told him that. I said, brother, I said, that's not going to get you to heaven. I'm just telling you, I got to be honest with you. It's only the blood of Jesus is going to get you to heaven.
Right.
But I said, it is good for that. It's good that if we would live that way. I saw a young lady at Dollar General a few days ago, mm-hmm. and she was just so nice. She was telling everybody thank you, and yes, and this, that, and the other, just being so good. And I looked at her, and I says, you know what? Wouldn't it be nice if we would just all be polite again?
Yes, and grateful, yeah.
Polite, just be polite. Just say thank you and please,
right.
and thank you. I had to get a permit from the state of Ohio mm-hmm. to do this tent.
Oh,
and
really?
It wasn't cheap.
Wow.
Do this revival. And so a lot of times government officials, they just don't want to be speedy.
Right.
They go at their own pace, and that's okay. But I was very, not to butter them up, but I just said, they probably hadn't heard anybody say, thank you for helping me.
Right.
Thank you for helping me. And the one lady, I mean, she almost had like a little giggle when I was telling her. She said, well, you're so welcome. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I appreciate you helping me through
right,
this.
Right.
I'm not real technical, Linda.
I'm not either. I can't keep up with it.
No, no. You know? You give it to your grandbabies, and they'll just, well, here, Grandma.
Right.
Here you go. They'll just hand it back to you.
That's
done.
True. It's done.
Yeah. Well, I'm still trying to figure out how to set the time on my VCR. So that's how far behind I am.
Don't feel bad.
Well, Linda, I just want to invite everybody out there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 p.m. nightly, 468 Polk Street.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. I don't live in the best area of town, but you know what? We just all people. We get along. We love each other, and we help each other. And I've never had one thing taken from my house. Not one
right.
thing.
And that's a blessing.
Oh, it is a blessing. But I'll see people in some of the nicer areas of town. They'll have stuff stolen.
Oh,
the only
yeah.
thing I can figure is this. Everybody looks and they think, they ain't got nothing to steal. So they just go right on past.
Right.
That's the thing. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is, but whatever it is, it's working. But it's a favor of God.
Yes. There you go.
It's a favor of God, Linda.
There you go, the favor.
You know, he wants to pronounce that favor on people that are listening.
Yes, he does.
Maybe you've been struggling in your Christian walk. Maybe you've been coming up against the same thing. Why does this happen? Why does this happen? The same thing happens. I can tell you, you need to be delivered in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say that unashamedly, not judgmentally, because
right.
we all been there, done that. But I'm telling you, it's going to make all the difference.
Yes.
This come out to the tent revival, folks. Invite a friend. Hop in a car. Bring a carload. Right, and we'll make sure that we treat you so good that you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a witness. I've been to many of the tent revivals
mm-hmm.
at Elder Steve Phillips.
Yeah, I ran into a picture the other day of you in one. I'll have to send that to you.
I think you did send
yeah,
it
okay.
to me.
Yeah.
Like, well, I was really in worship.
Oh,
when
you
I was
were
out
in
of
worship.
It.
You were in worship. Boy, he needs to. He desires our worship. He deserves our worship.
Yes, he
does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, tonight at 6:30, I'm having a worship time and prayer and dedication. We're going to anoint that tent. We're going to walk over that ground. We're going to dedicate it mm-hmm. to the Lord. And somebody's supposed to bring a shofar, and we're going to blow the shofar
okay.
over this. We're declaring, Father, bring them from the north, south, east, mm-hmm. and west.
Yes.
Bring them, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we will do our part, Father. What mm-hmm. Pastor says, our part he won't do, his part we can't do.
No, we sure can't.
So it's a partnership, you know.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
I'm more in love with Jesus than I've ever been, Linda. More than I've ever been, and
yes.
more excited about what God did for me.
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
Not, I've said this long ago. There was a scripture that they said that I heard when I was about 12 years old when I first got saved. And I had the weight of the world off of me. And it said something about in the end times, I'm going to paraphrase it, the love of many will wax cold.
Yes,
and
yes,
I remember saying, God, how can that ever be? And I made a vow. I said, that's never going to happen to me.
Right, right.
And it hasn't. I'm not going to let it happen to me, Linda, because things will come in and try to steal.
Oh, yeah.
But and that's why, you know, this word, this is called a Holy Ghost revival.
Mm-hmm.
Revive.
Yes.
Get the life back in. If you're saved and you've been struggling, come on. We'll pray for you.
Yes.
You've got sickness, we'll pray for you.
And you're sending out prayer cloths.
Absolutely.
You're giving them out. And,
amen.
And they're powerful.
Amen.
I've received a couple from you.
Yes,
yes,
amen.
I have.
Amen.
Yes, I have.
God is good. Oh,
yes.
He's good. It's going to be good, Linda. I just don't know what to say other than just come on out. Don't hesitate. Hop in the car. We're going to put, maybe I shouldn't say this. I don't think it's illegal because I see other things up, but we're going to nail little things on telephone poles. We'll take
the
them
flyers,
down.
Flyers, yeah.
Yeah. Little. Well, I got it. The ones I had printed, they'll last for about 3 or 4 days. So they're a little heavier paper.
Right.
But I got, you know, revival tonight, 6 p.m. So they're going to go up Friday morning, and they'll come back down Monday morning. So
wow,
God is
great.
Good.
That
God
is
good.
Great. That is great. Well, thank you, Elder Steve, for coming.
Thank you for having me,
Linda. Good
Linda.
News with all of us, myself, and those people who are listening. Now, this show has been supported by Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce, every third Saturday of every month. This will take place October the 16th. If you are in need of free produce, please mark your calendars. If not, if you know someone else who could benefit from this, please let them know. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Another supporter of A Voice of a People, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Their location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. I also need to share with those of you who may be expecting the singles Choosing God's Best program this evening from 5:15 to 6 p.m. had to be canceled. We regret this, but one of our speakers has COVID, and I think their day of release was today. But the other lady who joins the gentleman, she isn't feeling well either. So there's just a lot of things going on in the land. And let us pray and lift up one another during these last and evil days. And we're going to thank Elder Steve one more time for the tent revival he will be having Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you're out and about from 6 p.m. on, please stop by and pay attention to what's going on in the word that will be given. Not only that, pick up a prayer cloth for yourself or somebody else, okay? So this is Linda Sims, A Voice of a People, here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring.